Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
I see something.
One of your eyes just feels like it's somewhere else. See a globe with mother of pearl. You see a glass being poured, some brown liquid from a crystal decanter.
Dickie, what's happening? Eyes in the wall.
It's fucked up. A globe?
We could go in the water again.
Yes. I felt something slither on me, and I grabbed it in my hand, and then when it came out, it was gone. What the fuck are we doing?
Well, Eric said he was going to go in that water. Do you still want to do that, Eric?
Do we still want to find this girl?
The opal in your pocket, and it cracks.
I'm going to throw it as much as I can underwater.
Whoa. Something slithers out.
I thought fucking so.
It just kind of coils around your wrist.
Should we get the fuck out of here?
Maybe we can just figure out what we're going to do tomorrow.
Let's meet first thing in the morning.
That's in like 3 hours.
Well, then we meet then.
Eric is going to fall asleep on the beach. That's where he has to be. Beach is warm.
And now,
crickets, heat, mozzies. Pretty typical morning in the middle of summer in Warrawirrin, except for the feeling that rubber band that was stretched thin, thin, thin has just snapped. And now no one in the town can look each other in the eye again, something that they thought would never happen. A child going missing. A town where you don't lock your door. Where you don't fear going out after night. Sleeping rough. Camping. Sending your kids to someone else's house. All that just looks like a silly dream. That you all just kind of shared collectively for a while. And you don't see anyone or any of the kids of Warrawirrin out in the town this morning. A time where you would hear shrieks of laughter and kids running through sprinklers and organising where they should go. Should we go to this person's house? Should we go to the beach? Should we go to the Red Rock? There's a deathly silence that has fallen upon the town as you shake off what little sleep you could get from last night. Dickie, you and Jessica went home.
Went straight home.
Slept in. Your mum knew that you guys were spending the night at someone else's house. She kind of sees you in the morning. Oh, I thought you were sleeping at Jason's.
Oh, we were going to, but I don't know. I feel like being in my bed and, you know.
After what happened, I heard Fran walked past the other night. She told me that Brianna went missing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
She said you were there.
What?
She said you were there, Dickie.
What do you mean?
That you were there when it happened.
I was there when the, they had like a tour. And then, yeah. I went on the tour. Yeah, Yeah, I was there.
Okay. Well, are you doing okay, Dickie?
Yeah, I'm doing. Why wouldn't I be doing okay?
It's not the sort of thing that happens here. Someone just goes missing. I guess maybe she's run off. I don't know. It's hard enough to keep an eye on one of you, let alone. Okay. Well, look, I have to run some errands today, but I don't want you leaving Jessica for a minute, okay?
Jessica's fine.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you to do, Dickie. I want you to take care of her, all right? You're the man of the house now. You got to step up and you got to protect your sister. Can you do that for me, Dickie?
Okay, someone has to.
That's too right, Dickie. All right, I love you. Stay love you safe.
Too. Have a good day at work, Mum.
I'm not going to work. I've got to do some errands over with Fran. And look, they're organising a big, I don't know, bake-off or something, search party. It's kind of all hands on deck.
Okay.
All right?
Well, have a good day at baking and or finding Brianna, Mum.
Okay. All right. Bye, Dickie. She sets off. What are you guys doing?
Where's Jess at this point?
You'll probably need to stir her awake.
Yeah, so he'll kind of like trot off to the door and just like knock. Jess.
Yeah.
Jess, can I come in? And he opens the door.
Oh my God, Dickie, just shut the door.
And he shuts it all. He's still inside though.
Okay.
Mum's gone. She's going to like bake some cookies and like talk to Fran for some reason. But I didn't tell her about you drinking or smoking or all that stuff we did last night, like breaking into the cave and all the other legal stuff or, you know.
Wow, Dickie, you didn't talk about something. That's big for you.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even say that you said the word cunt. So I'm sorry.
I don't remember saying the word cunt.
We just said it then, so.
All right, smart ass. Let's go.
Anyway, it's like, you know, we need to be down there in like 20 minutes. So if you could just like, you know, be awake and then we can go and meet the others and then we can go find Brianna.
Okay. All right. Let's head off. She doesn't have use of the car today, so you have to hop on your bikes.
Oh.
It's happening.
Kids on bikes.
The teacher like kids on bikes.
Title card.
Yeah. It's, you know, Jess has got this hand-me-down. It's clearly Mum's old one. It's rusted. You managed
to... Do we get our own bikes? Or
yeah,
are we
you,
good?
No. You managed to swing, like, a nice and newer bike because you just use it a lot more.
I was going to say.
Whereas Jess just gets lifts a lot of the time.
That bike is my bike.
Yeah, and you take care of it as well, whereas Jess is kind of thinking, like, oh, if you don't take care of it, then you don't get a nice one. So you... just kind of haul ass to the beach. Jono, you probably slumped into bed seconds before your dad rose.
Yeah.
Get to the mines. You stir awake. As always, Izzy's kind of sitting on your bed.
Oh, morning, sis.
Jono.
Yeah.
What are we going to do today? I heard that we can't go back to the cave, so that something happened at the beach.
Yeah. Brianna's, she got a bit of trouble. She's we're not sure where she is.
You don't know where she is?
No, but we're going to find her. That's the thing. That's why everyone has to stay away. So there's lots of room that people can work and find her, okay? And the kids will just get in the way. So everyone's going to be out today. Everyone's going to look for her and we're going to find her, okay?
Okay. Am I coming with you?
No. Do you know if Miss Simmons next door is still around?
I mean, I don't know.
I was just wondering if you could stay there so I can help look today.
No, I want to come with you.
No, you can't. You can't, Izzy, because we've got a lot of ground to cover and you've got little legs, so I can't.
I can walk plenty good, just
please,
as good as you can.
Please, Izzy, please. I've got like a really horrible headache, okay? And I need to go help. And I need to, there's lots of places we got to look today. And you just, you know, it'd be better if you just stay here. You just stay next door and you play. And I'll be back later, okay?
Can you roll a charm for me? What's your charm?
D8.
A D8? Ooh.
Plus 3, because she's a child.
Yes.
Oh, you get things over kids, just like adults get things over teens as well.
Yeah, a teen
That's
is
right.
more charm, or can out-charm
teens,
a
teens
kid,
can persuade children and are resistant to being persuaded by
a child.
By children, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But they're also rebellious makes them resistant to
being persuaded
adults.
By
being
an
persuaded
adult.
Adults.
Yeah.
They're just hard to persuade.
Yes. Damn it, I should have been a teen.
They're hard to persuade above and below.
They're an immovable object.
Yes.
Not an
I think
unstoppable
that's how that
force.
Works. It is.
Yes,
yeah.
it is. So it's a 5.
I got a 10, so.
Okay. Yeah. She sees that you're really feeling it this morning. You know, you're shaky. You're a bit snippy with her, which kind of you know, as tired and, you know, as responsible for her as you usually are, you're never short.
Yeah, it's really rare. It's really rare. We usually get a bit silly with each other and stuff. And it's very fun. I play with her and stuff. So just be like, look, I just need you to go next door just for today, okay? This is really serious, okay? Because Brianna's missing and we need to look for her. And the way that you can help is that if you go next door to Miss Simmons and take your toys and just be good today, okay? And we'll find her and everything will be all right. Please?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
I'm not going to go missing too, am I?
No, you're not. As long as you stay with Miss Simmons and you just play inside today, okay?
What about Skippy?
What about Skippy?
I don't know. What if he goes missing?
Well, you know Skippy's a hero. Heroes don't go missing.
He'll find me if I go missing.
Oh, yeah. Skippy will find you straight away. He'll get on the radio. And he'll do Morse code. And he'll send a message and he'll find you.
Okay.
Yep. You remember that episode where he sent the message and he found that kid?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to grab a bite to eat. I'm going to get my brekkie and we'll go see if Miss Simmons is in and I'll see you a bit later, okay?
Yeah. She gives you like a big bear hug.
Ow.
Oh, yeah. Is it still there?
Is it still there? The braze?
It
is. Abrasion?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll take the bandage off while I get ready and see what it's
not,
looking like.
It's definitely not infected or anything. Yeah, but it's not like healed up. It's just kind of like, it's almost scarred. Like,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to...
I mean, that was my big fear. It was going all Stranger Things season one, upside down, fungating.
Yeah.
No good.
Infection, no pus, no nothing.
Yeah.
It weirdly looks like it's healed over.
Okay.
But you've still got those
very,
two thin crescent scars.
And it's just very geometric, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost perfectly.
Yeah. Weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
Everything's fucking weird. Okay, so hopefully I can drop her off with the
you
next door neighbor.
Her up. She couldn't decide on what toys, so she just kind of brought them all.
Yeah,
in
a little
big,
toy tree.
Yeah.
Like
a little red
little
truck.
Wagon.
Yeah, red wagon.
Wrapped
all
up.
All the fucking toys in it.
Wrapped it up in a blanket.
Yeah.
Kind of trundled her off. Mrs. Simmons, she's an old deer who kind of dotters around. It's not the most favorite place of Izzy's to be.
Yeah.
All musk scents and
so many doilies.
Floral patterns.
Many doilies.
And also, you know,
I'm picturing, is anyone else picturing the whole Bart stays with the old lady Skinner?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You can have any picture you want.
Except that one.
And that. But she means well. And she, you know, she's not.
She's not mean like that.
No.
She's just
a
bit distracted.
She's just, But Izzy loves playing in her garden. She's got heaps of.
Great.
Yeah, trees. And, you know, she just kind of sits in the garden knitting.
Yeah. Hopefully she understands, like, I want to help search and if you can look after her for the day.
Of course you do.
Thank you so much, yeah.
You're a good boy,
Yeah, we're all really worried, so we want to make sure she's found, okay?
Of
so we're going to go up and down the coast, see if we can find her. Dad will be back later, but hopefully he'll be back sooner than that. And we'll come pick her up. If you need anything, like, from our house, just go grab something to feed her or whatever.
So you could always call me.
Of course. Yeah, if I get to a phone, I'll give you a call, okay?
All right, dear.
Okay. And I go grab... So I've got like an old racer.
What a nice boy.
Oh, I know. So I've got like an old racer, like a vintage racer that was like... It's like vintage in the 70s. It was like... This is like from an old yard sale. It's been done up a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's still a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah, you said you worked with some cars with your dad. Maybe you gave it like a fresh coat of paint.
And it's been oiled. Its chain's been oiled and stuff. It's got those nice kind of drop bull bars. Tuck my hands in those and race down to the beach.
Now, how did you sleep, Eric?
Eric slept pretty poorly.
I would imagine so, with the whipping winds that pick up as the temperature drops.
But it is better than home.
That's true. Yeah, you're a bit worse for wear. You're a bit sorer than you were the other day. You've got a lot of mozzie bites.
that's all right. Eric will wake up when the sun comes over the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Sun rises in the east, so wouldn't. It would raise because we're in Western Australia. Yeah. It wouldn't. It would come over the town, so the sun would rise over the town, and that's weird. I've never thought of seeing the sunset over the coast. Anyway,
yeah,
because I've always gone to the east coast. I've never travelled to the west coast of Australia. Yeah. Anyway,
topsy turvy.
Yeah.
So the sun rouses you.
Hits my back as I look at the ocean. Holding a red ribbon in my hands, covered in mosquitoes, the sand underneath my feet and hands and body, and realizes that it's time to tuck this ribbon away, because if anyone sees me with it, they might have strange questions and they might think of strange things. So I'll pop it in my bag, because that's where things that won't ever go missing and can stay safe will be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely in the bag with a hole in it. That's where you keep the important things.
Strange but reasonable questions. Why do you have the red ribbon?
Yes.
And while he waits for people to come join him, he'll put on his tape of the Beach Boys 1965 album.
So he takes this time to just kind of try his best to unwind. And soon enough, you're greeted by... It'd be quicker.
Probably
Jono.
While you're figuring that out, I figured it would be a nice moment for the tape to break.
The tape? Mm-hmm. And not the
tape? Not the tape deck. Yeah. The tape. To warp and to slow down.
Get around, get around.
Slowed down Beach Boys music would be a great addition. And would avoid copyright.
Yeah, we won't get DMCA'd.
So you kind of watch the waves. It's more just the comfort of having a buffer between you and the pounding noise, the wind, even if you're not really listening to music at the time. That tape deck is also just, it's a symbol of you winning. It's a precious thing.
That's not going anywhere.
No.
But the tape is well and truly warped.
Done,
The track stops. And he sits there just with the headphones on, but the crashing of the waves.
Yeah. For the youngins, tapes are actually recorded on a little magnetic tape that is slightly fallible.
Also, for the youngins, the Beach Boys were a band.
Yes, that's correct.
See, here's the thing. They still are, unfortunately.
Yes.
So you reckon I skid up first?
I reckon. Jess and Dickie, I'm sure...
I think that the thing is, Jess would have been up later than Jono would have. Jono would have been up earlier, so he would have gotten there earlier.
Yeah.
He's also got a racer, not like just a crappy old bike.
And he doesn't have to ride with anyone today.
Yeah,
so he zooms in, and so you see the back of Eric.
Bloody oath, mate. So I walk as soon as it gets a bit sandy, I have to walk the bike, like hop off, you know, running hop off into the sand. Mm. Walk the bike over and just sort of like drop it onto the sand because, that's probably bad for the gears, but oh well. It's fine.
Priorities.
Teenagers are like that.
Yeah,
you know?
They are.
Bloody oath, mate. Did you sleep on the dunes?
Yeah.
I told you, if you ever need, you can stay at our place, okay?
That's all right. This was fine.
Oh, you've been bitten to shit, mate.
Nah, it's not that bad.
Oh, it looks pretty bad from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
You got pretty burnt yesterday as well, eh?
Yeah. Night air is good for that.
Did you lose that ribbon?
No, it's in my bag.
Oh, it's a good thing you hit it, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually thought of that. I was worried.
Yeah, if someone sees us with that, they think we did something to her.
Yeah. Last night happened, didn't it? It wasn't some weird dream or...
No, man, I saw it. You had the opal.
Yeah.
And it broke open and that creature swam around, latched onto you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And then you, like, went still for a while, and then you came out, and it was a ribbon. That is what happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
How perceptive are the both of you kind of right now? You're just kind of in the midst of this conversation.
Super wired, yeah. So quite, yeah.
Not very.
You see kind of movement from Eric's backpack.
Mate, is that where you put it?
Yeah.
Look, it's doing something.
Cool.
Well, let's have a look.
He'll reach in and...
Whoa. Let's just have a look.
Eric reaches in.
I'll just reach in. Yeah. He's still going to reach in.
And yeah, it, of course. But that's how I react. Like, no. Oh,
as
okay,
you reach your hand in, it again coils around. And it is this eel-like creature that you remember seeing last night. It does not resemble a ribbon anymore.
What the fuck is going on?
Is that thing? Does it have eyes? Does it have a little mouth?
It has like a pointed...
What is it? Can you describe it a little bit more? Yeah. It's an eel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost translucent, but you can't... It's almost like you can't perceive what's inside of it. So you know its skin is see-through, but it's like it's foggy, the opal, right? So it's all these colours that... are brilliant and gleaming and shift and reds and purples and blues and things that you can't quite make out.
Or like the more closely you try to examine it, the more shifty it gets. Yeah.
It's
so I just imagine the two of us just like peering really close.
I've written in my notes it's roughly a polywaffle in length. Clearly I was really glad that I found a era appropriate Australian chocolate bar. Yeah,
just sounded like you really wanted a polywaffle.
For our international,
they don't have them no more.
For our international listeners who might not be familiar with those dimensions,
is it a Mars bar?
How long is a polywaffle?
Yeah, around a Mars bar. Yeah,
20 M&Ms.
20 peanut M&Ms.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say Curly Whirly.
That's a bit longer than a Mars bar.
No, it's around a Mars bar.
So it's pretty short. That's like few inches for our Americans.
Long one, like 72
king
gram
size.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. King size Mars bar.
So like 30 centimeters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the length of a meter, a 30 centimeter roller.
Right. Yeah.
I nearly said a meter roller.
Yeah, I was
like, that's not right.
And it's shifting.
That's a meter.
Yeah. It's opalescent. Does it have eyes and a mouth?
It has like a kind of mouth.
Okay.
At the end, like almost like a... it points off and then it's kind of like a star-nosed mole. In that it's got this long tube-like, I guess it's the end of its face. It's hard to tell.
Right.
And then it's got kind of like these little tendrils surrounding it.
Does it hurt?
Okay.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Does it hurt, Ellen?
No.
No? Doesn't hurt, mate.
No.
Seems to like you.
It does have like two puckered holes near the end of its nose.
Okay.
That could be eyes, but it's just you can't see anything.
If it's on my arm, I'm going to lift it to my face, and I'll be like, Bree? Is that you?
What a suggestion.
Yeah, that is a great suggestion.
It kind of inches closer towards you.
Oh, God.
How are
you?
Holy
shit.
And it's kind of, its little tendrils just like tickle your nose.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll bring it close to my face and say, it's all right. We'll figure this out. Don't worry about it.
It kind of glows very happily, and it kind of
So we can get emotions off it, right?
Yeah. And it kind of snakes along your shoulder, Eric, down your arm. And it looks like it's moving towards you, Jono. Okay.
I'll shift my body so that Jono and I can pass it over.
Okay, well, I'll take it. Yeah. It seems to be happy,
it
right?
It slithers up your arm.
Okay, how does that
up
feel?
Up your sleeve.
Whoa!
it feels really nice. It's cool to the touch again.
Yeah.
And it kind of slithers to your chest.
That's what I'm saying.
Where the wound is, yeah.
And then you look down at your chest.
Yes.
No scars.
It's all better.
Yep.
Nice one,
and
Rui.
I am about to hand you...
Oh, an aspect!
Yay!
A card.
Hey! Highly protective of the group.
Nice.
That's our
goddamn powered eel.
We have our powered character.
We have a powered character.
And its first aspect is that it's highly protective of us.
Cool. We got a super eel. We have
I was expecting a small child of some kind.
Brianna the eel.
There are no rules that says it must be
no,
a person.
No, I think this is dope. This is super creative. I love this.
We clearly hate it.
Yes. This is terrible. Change your ideas, please.
Thanks, I hate it.
I've smudged it already.
That's
well
fine.
Done, me.
I'll redo them later.
Great.
So,
if you didn't listen to episode zero, you weirdo, we now can invoke control of the character by using the aspects that are revealed to us.
Yes.
So we can say, oh, it's highly protective. I'm going to get it to do this at this moment.
Yeah. And I'm very happy for you to kind of trade that within yourselves. There
yeah,
are
normally
they're
assigned to individual people, yeah. but we can
you kind of ruled it slightly differently.
Yeah.
I like that way of doing it.
I'm also revealing
cool.
things as you kind of encounter them.
Yeah,
which
that's
is also great.
Dope. Yeah. So the thing I'm getting from this is like it has this kind of unspoken communication that we can get off it. Like we can, it moves happily.
Yes.
And it's just a vibe that it gives off.
Yeah. You also remember that it was a bit unhappy in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
It was frantic.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
And it kind of latched onto you.
I think it likes us. You think it's Bree?
Bree, I'm going to. Like say that.
Yeah.
Does it react?
Does it?
No, not really. It's happy that you're talking to it.
Oh, okay.
It kind of seems nice. It's
yeah. Does it settle anywhere, or is it quite fidgety and move about?
It kind of sits at like the base of your neck. Like it's not long enough to like hang around your neck fully like a necklace, but it kind of just is looped around the back of your neck.
I don't know. Maybe it is Bree, but like maybe it isn't. But also,
just fix that. That cut I had.
It's cool.
It is pretty cool.
Hey, guys! Pedaling as
Thank
fast as they can.
God.
And by as fast as they can, I mean as fast as...
Fast as my little legs will let me.
Yeah. Also, Jess is pretty knackered too, so she's pretty
she's
happy not to...
Goddamn, coming off a high, yep. stupid Jess.
Yeah, so... it's fine, you're silly. So you hop off your bikes, you ditch them by the beach.
If Jono just let his go to the side, I just like let it fly off. Yeah. And it just,
you don't even like really step off. You just immediately like run off the
like,
bike.
The bike does actually go for like a second, then it falls to the side. And like runs over, he's like, right, question. Everything that happened last night happened, right?
Well...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, whispers in caves, and that D on your chest, and Brianna went missing, and all that.
This guy...
What is
thing.
That?
I don't know, but it seems pretty friendly. Look, that cut on my chest. It just made that go away.
Side note, how does Dickie's head feel? Like, is there anything from that... shenanigans.
No, it was just when it kind of happened.
Yeah, it was just kind of just isolated to that incident.
Yeah, I mean,
great.
You were seeing images as well that weren't in the room, so
absolutely.
It's going to fuck you up, right?
Is it a creature?
Well, look, it can move, it can... It's giving off happy vibes.
He puts his finger out to touch it.
He kind of, like, nudges your finger with its nose.
Oh, that is so cool.
Have you ever seen anything like it, like in a book or anything?
No, but I did tell you that aliens exist, and I'm right!
I'm willing to believe you today. Well, Eric reckons it's Bree, but I'm not sure. Well, either way, it needs a name, right?
Breel.
Are we happy with that? maybe the stupidest name I've ever heard.
But, I love you so much, Sean. But it's catchy. And now you can't not think of it.
No, I know. Now I'm going to struggle.
Chris's face.
Chris is the that had stuck and I don't like it face.
Yep.
That's the name and I don't like it face, isn't it?
Briel?
Briel.
Hey, Briel. What's up?
I'm so glad we never had a dog.
We're calling you Briel. Thanks for doing that.
Kind of like does like a little, it kind of like wiggles, you know how like a dog wiggles its butt into its blanket, like it's getting cozy in the palm of your hand.
Well, I guess we should introduce ourselves. I'm Jono. You've already met Eric.
Hey,
Dickie.
And that's Jessica.
Hi.
It's good to meet you. We were looking for our friend in the cave where we found you.
Which might be you, but apparently might not be you, so we're not sure because you don't talk.
It kind of lifts its head and it kind of like motions back to Dickie. Do you want to, it kind of like kind of wants to go to you.
Oh, hold out my hand.
Like, he like cups both his hands together tentatively and like kind of puts a forward and furrows his brow.
How do you do with like icky things? Are you a catching bugs kid? Or
absolutely. Like
nice.
He built a stick out of just snap. Like he's got sap on his
he's
hands.
He's an adventurer,
constantly,
of course.
Yeah. But he's just more like, what's the intention?
It kind of like lifts, it slithers up your shoulder to the side of your head.
Oh.
And it kind of, you can feel it like latch on with its not teeth, but it's almost like it's blowing or whatever. It's sending something, and it kind of turns a dark purple. And Dickie,
do you hear anything?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
You hear the sound of a record scratch, a door shut. A clink of glasses, and suddenly your eyes begin to fog over brilliant purple, dark, inky colors.
Is he still standing? Is he
okay?
He's
still standing. He doesn't look, it looks like he's in a trance. It doesn't look like he's having a fit or that
just goes black.
Necessarily look unpleasant.
No, but you can kind of see his eyes turn a different color. You cannot see the iris anymore. And Dickie, what you see is, it's like you're in, you raise your hand, or what feels like your hand. You're not quite sure where you are right now, or if that is your hand at all, but you just know you're trapped in something, and a liquid is kind of poured down onto you from above.
Is it a brown liquid?
Yes, and you kind of like, you try and shield yourself, and you're trapped. You're trapped in glass.
He'll look around. He'll, like, press himself up onto the edge of the glass. And if he's, like, peering through the liquid on his face, he'll try and look out and see what he can kind of see outside the glass, if anything.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're being, your torso is tight, like something is grabbing you and pushing you onto something, someone. You taste blood in your mouth. All of a sudden, and you hear a tune. The purple fades away. Briel.
Yes.
Kind
of skitters back into your around your hand. Kind of wants to be nice and cozy.
Did he see anything when he looked out of the glass?
Looked out of the glass.
Yeah, he pressed himself up against the glass and he was trying to look out.
Yeah, you saw a blackboard.
Huh. Whoa! Whoa! You did that? Okay. That was weird.
Your eyes just went really weird. What the hell happened?
And I'm handing Sean a card.
So I've got a card that says, this is Sean saying it, but he's keeping the voice so he doesn't lose it. Able to evoke vivid memories.
Okay.
So I heard what sounded like a you know, like one of those records, like the vinyl records. It like scratched, and then I heard the clinking of the glass. And you remember before how I said that there was like the pouring of that brown liquid stuff that I saw earlier.
Yeah,
I was in the glass, so it was being poured onto me, and I think I saw... Oh, I tasted blood for a little bit, and then it felt like something was grabbing my waist, and I saw a blackboard, and now I'm here.
Wait. A blackboard?
Yeah, I saw a blackboard.
Well, that must be like a school then, right?
I heard it sounded like there was a lot of glasses and there was like some sort of party going or some sort of like thing where people would be drinking, but it wasn't like the kind of places where Jess would go to drink. It's just like, I don't know. It seemed like it was like, you know, hoity-toity, like fancy place.
Well, what do you think it was? Like something happening now or in the future or in the past?
I don't know. It kind of felt like... Does Dickie get the sense that this is... Like, does he know the difference between whether it is a premonition or a memory? Like, can he differentiate tense?
Yeah, it felt like something that had happened. And the
like
more
you're remembering someone else's memory.
And you get the sense that it's from Briel.
Yeah.
It shared a memory with you.
Yeah, that you were Briel in that instance, which is why you can't, you know, you raised a hand in front of you. And while you knew that you were raising a hand, that's not what you saw. And all those different sensations, you knew that it wasn't your own teeth biting down on something, but you knew that you tasted blood. And so you have the sense that Briel is sharing something with you.
I was Briel, and Briel was me. So I was like, it was something that has happened to him or her or it. I don't kind of know.
Yeah.
But whatever Briel had happened before, I got to see. So it's like a memory.
Okay. Well, it's trying to tell us something.
Guess so.
I think it's telling us we need to go to school.
But school's out.
We can still get in.
For someone.
The building's still there.
Yeah.
Maybe they got something in the library about the cave and about...
That's true.
The people there.
Library has like all those books.
Yeah, maybe Charlie's around in the town hall as well.
Do I know the librarian? Dickie spends a lot of time.
Librarian.
The librarian.
Does this school even have a librarian?
You don't have a library so much as... I guess it would be compartmentalized with either the school or the town hall.
So the town hall's library
is the school's library. Because spends a lot of time in the town hall. Like,
yeah.
That would make sense. The town hall's library would be the school's library.
Yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah.
We
need to find everything about that cave and the guy went missing... And, yeah, see if we can find a place that looks like your memory.
So he, like, kind of looks down at Briel and is like, was that at school?
It just nods.
Hey!
Okay.
So that is a clear line of communication.
So shall we go to the school then?
Yeah, hey, man.
I guess.
Do you want to hop on the back?
No, I'll keep up.
You don't need kids without shoes.
Yep.
kids on feet.
Eric's a runner as well.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Kids on foot.
Yeah, I could keep up. I think if you're a 16-year-old athlete, you could probably keep up with a steady jog.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a 10-year-old on a bike. Yeah. Sure,
they're
for
not
sure.
Not gonna like be
Zoom
dicks
on.
About
no, no,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're I love yeah. that idea though. Like the kids riding off on their bikes and you're just like loping along.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, great.
So. You're heading to school?
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's head to school.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.